The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
Cutting through the crap to bring you the very best interviews, insights and wisdom.
From the planet's most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there: productive, profitable and powerful. What a great clear value proposition. So as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable and powerful, not just for you but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So you accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. And now we come to one of our favourite sections, Martin. It's Here's What Works. And I do love a good story, do you?
I am all there for a good story. And here's one for you, and the listeners will decide whether it's good or not. For many, many years, I used to stand on stages in front of audiences.
You were that guru, Martin, weren't you, that they called out? The keynote speaker.
Back in the day, repressed but immaculately dressed. And I used to stand in front of the audience. I'd say, please put your hand up if you think that your clients and potential clients give us stuff about your professional qualifications and what letters you've got after your name in what order.
Ooh, way to rile up an audience.
Give them what they don't want, that's what I always say. Of course, no one was daft enough to put their hand up for that. Then I'd say, okay, if you think that your clients and prospects have a complete comprehension of what your list of services mean and whether they need it or not, no one put their hand up for that. If you think that your clients want you to solve their problems for them, both on professional and personal bases, and that's why they're coming to you, put your hands up. And of course, everybody's hand went up. And then I'd say, come back now. On your website, can I find that alphabet of letters after your name? Yes, I could. On your website, can I find the list of services that mean nothing to the likes of the buyer? Yes, I could. All these problems that you solve, can I find stories left, right, and center about all of those you solve? Not a testimonial. I don't mean a testimonial. I mean stories. I don't even mean case studies. I mean stories. Tell me a story. A pictorial story, you know. And of course, the very two things that they just told me the prospects and clients weren't interested in are the very things I could find on their website. And the very thing they just told me that their clients and prospects buy is the very thing I can't find on their website. So don't be surprised, guys, if you want to be all added value and the only thing you ever get is compliance inquiries. Your website doesn't say you do anything beyond compliance.
And you speak a lot, Martin, on evidence-based proof, don't you? And I'm reminded of the quote by Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer, who said, it ain't bragging if you've done it.
If you don't blow your own horn, there is no music.
But it's not saying we're great at this. It's saying we've done it, and here's the proof, and here's the story.
It's a statement of fact. It's a statement of fact. So everyone's got testimonials, because everyone can find somebody's mum to say that they love them. You know, so everyone's got one of those. And we as the buying public, are wise to that. So we don't really buy into testimonials because we know that everyone's got one because somebody likes it somewhere. But it is far harder to refute a story. And there's a firm, Rob, in the south of Wales who have done an incredible job of this. And when you go to their website now, when you land on their website, there are simply six faces. Those faces are not of anybody who works for that firm, but they are six clients who've consented to be featured on the website. And each one is a story of how their professional or personal dreams came true as a result of the intervention of that particular accounting firm.
Well, aside from anything else, how different and refreshing is that? Because 99% of accounting firm websites look exactly the same.
It'd be different if you want, but I would rather you be better. If I want to buy something, I want to buy it from the best place. And so you click on these and you find out about someone's dream home and how it was funded. You find out about how somebody got their Sundays back because they were working 7 days a week. You find out about how someone's sales goals became a reality so that they were able to buy a certain status symbol. You find out about how a guy who runs restaurants was able to pass it on to his family, where previously it didn't look like that was possible. And these are the stories. When you land on a site like that, you're being spoken to in your own language. You're not having to say, yes, we are fully compliant on IR45, IR28, PR45, and BQ. You haven't got that because it doesn't mean anything to you. What you've got is faces that are like yours in businesses that are like yours, who have problems like yours, who got solved. And you're the one who hasn't had their problems solved because your accountant isn't talking to you like that. That has been the conduit for their new business inquiries. My point to summarize is this. If we will just dig into our past, because I know every firm, when I ask them from the stage, they won't respond to a general question, but when I ask them specifically, they've got stories to tell. Every firm's got stories of incredible things that they've done for their client base. I know that firms make profound impacts for their clients, but they do not highlight it. If they will just take those stories and put them front and center of their communication with their prospects, all of a sudden, issues like price sensitivity and grade A quality clients coming in will become much less of an issue for that firm. Yeah.
So, Martin, if we're calling this segment Here's What Works with Storytelling for Accountants, I'm going to ask you for two or three tips for accountants to really get their hands around this. And in closing, from my perspective, we're always talking about advisory services and the importance for accounting professionals to tell the stories behind the numbers and to talk about impact and results rather than here's what we did. It's what they end up with as a result of you doing what you did. So what two or three tips would you give our accounting practitioners, bookkeepers, CPAs listening to get better with their storytelling?
Okay, well, first of all, please be aware, and this is tip number one, that very few businesses come to an accountant wanting to buy some advisory services. Could I buy some advisory services, please? Those advisory services that you stock. Can I buy some of those? I hear they're very nice. Yeah, it says on your website, I'd like to buy six advisory services, please. How much are they? No one does that. Okay, so talk in their language, number one. Number two, outcomes, not service lines. Speak in fact. Speak in irrefutable statistic. This happened in that time scale, which produced that result. And number three, make your clients the hero of the story. Put them front and center and make your prospects and your perhaps lesser utilized clients know that there's so much more on offer from you than just accountancy services.
That's been brilliant, Martin. Thanks so much for that. Accountants out there, you've got to be a little bit more creative, and we use that word advisedly, but start to tell these stories. It's no good just being a good outcome for that client. You can leverage that for great opportunities to bring on board new clients, keep your existing clients loyal, and uplift to those advisory service by telling them what's possible.
And it's not as difficult as firms and listeners might think. It is simply a case of having the guts to ask your clients if they mind being featured. And guess what? Clients don't mind being featured in association with success. And having the guts to say, we're actually good at what we do. And here's the proof.
And thank you to our special sponsors, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, what I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.